All right. Thank you. Sorry for the delay. There's always technical issues. My name is Salve Nielsen. I'm involved in a group called the CPAN Security Group. I'm a new person, a new member of the SPOM community, and I'm going to try to share some interesting stuff with you. I was hoping the technical stuff here would become a little bit easier to handle, but everything is going wrong today, so we'll see how we manage. A little bit about myself. Let's see if we can get connection to the screen here. The real topic should really be where does the supply chain should the metadata come from? But attributes and metadata, okay, that's like key and value pair. So let's just assume I mean both. So why should we even ask about where our metadata comes from? There's one major reason for us in Europe, and that comes from the European Union and the Cyber Resilience Act, which says supplying incorrect and incomplete or misleading information may be fined up to €5 million or 1% of global turnover. So somebody is threatening us. And the references are in the slides, so I'll make them available through the organizers later and on the Fosun website. So this is awesome, but now that I've showed you some text from the Cyber Resilience Act, I have to point out I'm not a lawyer. I'm actually not even an authority of any kind. I'm just a volunteer. So I'm at the lowest rank in the open source community, and anything you should take everything with a pinch of salt, what I say, but I hope it's still useful though. And what I'm showing you is my own studies over the last year or so. It's a work in progress. If you find something wrong, that's okay. Please tell me about it so I can improve it, so this can become a useful resource for everybody. And yes, contributions are appreciated. This is based on basically open source. It's attribution share alike published on the CPAN Security Group website, and I would love to hear some feedback. So I'm bringing an ecosystem perspective. What you see on the left here is an open source ecosystem in an idealized way with the different roles that do something hidden behind a bunch of names here. Maintainer, collab ecosystem would be the GitHub, language ecosystem would be PyPI, CPAN, that on. Package ecosystem would be the Debians and the container registries out there. There's a new thing called the steward. There are contributors in here, of course. And the manufacturer would be an integrator, somebody who writes applications and makes something valuable that somebody's willing to pay for. And at the bottom, you have a customer who cares, or a market authority who wants to check if the metadata is correct. I will try to quickly go through all this. I think we have short time, so I'll have to rush a bit, but I hope this doesn't make this a horrible talk, but we'll see what we can do. Might also cover a few more points. So just for the colors here, these are things we do with metadata. We create them, we contribute to the metadata, we distribute them, we verify them, and we censor the metadata. And each of these different roles throughout the ecosystem will be doing something with the metadata. Here are a few of the actors you can find throughout the ecosystem. These are not all of them I've found in my research. Trying to figure out naming some of them has even been a struggle. Custodian, for example, is an actual role you can find on that work on behalf of an open source project to take care of it if the original author or maintainer is not available anymore. He left or she was driven.